unfriendly territory. I'm Lisa Lucera, Fox News. The Republican Speaker of the House at New York's Columbia University to meet with Jewish students who say they feel unsafe as some pro-Palestinian demonstrators threaten them.
House Speaker Mike Johnson met with Jewish students at Columbia University, adding to the growing calls for University President Manush Shafik to step down.
We just can't allow this kind of hatred and anti-Semitism to flourish on our campuses, and it must be stopped in its tracks.
The clock is ticking as Tuesday's midnight deadline to dismantle the tents on campus came and went. The university says it's making progress and extended talks with the student negotiators for another 48 hours, while being vague about what will happen if they don't comply. For now, students agreed to remove some tents, kick out non-students, and eliminate hate speech.
Fox's Steve Harrigan at Columbia University. About 20 protesters at the University of Texas campus in Austin have been arrested after the Texas Department of Public Safety was sent to campus at the request of Governor Greg Abbott. President Biden has signed a bill that gives nearly $100 billion in foreign aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, passed by the Senate last night.
Gives vital support to America's partners. And so they can defend themselves against threats to their sovereignty and to the lives and freedom of their citizens. And it's an investment in our own security.
The president said air defense will be sent to Ukraine right away. The bill did not include a larger border security agreement brokered by a bipartisan group of senators, which the president says he still wants to see passed. Russia has vetoed a UN resolution sponsored by the U.S. and Japan calling on all nations to prevent a dangerous nuclear arms race in outer space. The resolution would have called on all countries to not develop or deploy nuclear arms or other weapons of mass destruction in space. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Georgia police make several arrests and issue multiple citations during a crowded spring break beach party.
Tybee Island police say officers made 54 arrests and issued more than 100 traffic tickets at the annual Orange Crush party on Georgia's largest public beach. It's believed more than 6,000 people were there for what has become a yearly celebration of spring. The high attendance required more cops on patrol and resulted in more citations than in prior years. This includes officers finding 3 stolen guns and a stolen car. Police are also looking into a car chase during the event. After many community complaints about noise and trash, some attendees did stay later to help the town clean up the beach. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Millions of salaried workers could now get overtime pay under a new rule from the Biden administration in the largest expansion of federal overtime eligibility seen in decades.
Starting July 1st, employers will be required to pay overtime to salaried workers who make less than $43,888 a year in certain executive, administrative, and professional jobs. The Labor Department says the cap then rises to about $58,000 a year by the start of 2025. The rule also expands overtime for some highly paid workers, with the current threshold of more than $107,000 a year increasing to about $132,000 on July 1st. Under federal law, nearly all hourly workers in the U.S. are entitled to overtime pay after 40 hours a week, but many salaried workers are exempt from that. Critics say the new rule could burden companies with new costs and add to labor challenges. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
About one quarter of U.S. adults over age 50 who aren't yet retired say they expect to never retire, and 70% are concerned about prices rising faster than their income. I'm Lee Silasara. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.